Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment on this beautiful Saturday. I invite you to pause, take a breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit through spirit. Not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness. A thought for Saturday to carry you through this beautiful day, remembering that each day of your life is unique. Saturday asks us to let go of what was unfinished, because we only get done what God, Great Spirit, intended. This is interesting and actually spoke to me in a relationship to this day, when it appeared that after the crucifixion of Christ, God was in a second stage of grief and was silent. I realized that all the work that Christ had done to create a humanity of love and compassion had been completed. What was given to humankind was what God intended for Christ to do. There was no more that he could have done to convince us that the principles and values that he had come to endow us with had been fulfilled. You see, it was now up to us to either take hold of these principles and values and live our life through the canopy of compassion and grace, or remain in darkness and remove ourselves from the light. It has always been about giving us a choice. Just like Christ and so many people of enlightenment and prophecy, there comes a time that you have to let go and let God. What might appear to us as work uncompleted is in reality only the work that God intended us to do. This is a partnership, and we are responsible to plant the seeds of truth. And miraculously, I think because there is always a master plan, everything always works out in divine right order and in divine right time. We have to learn when it is time to surrender to the one source, Great Spirit, God. When our spirit says, it is finished. So breathe deeply, close your eyes, and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression. Like Christ, let go and let God, because you have done what was intended for you to do. May today bring you a sense of love, peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting humanity. Ashe. Have a blessed, blessed day. Thank you for listening and for sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward, wrapped in love, grace, clarity, and compassion. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.